that they're saying were concealed, that are now coming forth, really, because this is the time of possibilities. In other words, the strongholds are having less emphasis. The strongholds are having less of an entitlement. So it's almost like we have more control. We have more, not control like you're trying to control anyone else, but more options. They're showing me the Magician card. So more options in terms of our approach. So rather do things unconsciously by rote memory, it's like we are being shown how we can move into a new station, how we can move into a new sequencing. And so as we will receive these offerings, as we will receive this new broadcast, the energies are here to help us determine our own stance. In other words, to help us redefine consciousness, what we're paying attention to, what we can relieve ourselves of, what is most attractive to us now. So there are going to be energies, there are going to be habits, there are going to be thought forms that we have just been adhered to because it's the way we've been trained, the way we've been brought up, whatever it is. And so now is the time of placement. And that's what the energy is presenting, where we get to place, we get to decide, we get to choose what is relevant to us. So instead of just functioning out of this unconscious material, we're opening up to choice making. Now that's very, very relevant, because I just feel like there's going to be a lot of shifting. There's a lot of moving things around where it's like, you know what? I think I'm complete with this. I think I'm ready for a new page, a new beginning, a new offering. So some of this is coming in terms of new choices and in new directions. And some of it is simply new attitudes, new opportunities to try on a different approach. Now, it could be as silly as I always go jogging at this time, but now I suddenly realize that when I listen to my own body, I want to do it at a different time, or something that we're eating or not eating or attending to. So it may seem like really small shifts at first, where you're going to say, like, how is this going to matter? How is this going to matter if I suddenly like one color than another? How is this going to matter if I rearrange my kitchen cabinet? But you understand that because everything is vibration, as we continue to honor our own guidepost, as we continue to honor our own true self, that's where we're going to notice that these little small changes that we think are very insignificant have great actualization, have great possibility, because every time we consent to our true self, every time we stay clear of fear and honor our own voice in seemingly small, very insignificant, or appears that way, instances, it proves to be very relevant, because what we're doing is we're saying yes to self. And they're showing me like someone working out with weights. Like every time you place the weight on your own inner preference, your own inner relevance, your own inner satisfaction, what you're doing is coming home to self. So as we receive these energies, as we receive these offerings, it is our time of arrival. It is our time of placement. Like, in other words, being in charge of how we honor our consciousness, how we notice the thoughts and make decisions, make provisions for our highest occurrence. In other words, like the bells toll for thee. So in other words, paying attention to what is in honor of your own destiny, of your own truth. So again, as we receive these understandings of faith, it's for us to open up to new patterns, to new voices, to new extensions, to new allowances. So allow these energies, like I just see like these little light filaments almost. They're coming in and signaling our request. So in English, it's like, pay attention to me, notice me. And so as I receive these energies, like I just feel them, like pulsating. And so it feels very attractive. So what you're going to notice is these new options, these new choices, you're going to feel the pull. It's going to feel attractive. And again, they're saying it's not too early to begin to notice. Instead of like, you know, all just do things unconsciously, we're coming to place with deliberate approach, with deliberate signaling. Now, you're going to also notice as we do this, they're showing me like where everything really is dream phenomena. And so when we've been agreeing, many of our speech, our choices of the words we say, of what we think, of how we approach things, they come from lack. They come from the belief of separation. So the energies that are, it's like cast over. The energy is like, ooh, just gives me the chills. It's like cast over. So it's going to help us to choose selectively. So again, if you're using expressions, if you're using just opinions, you're just agreeing with mass consciousness like we do all day long every day. But as we signal our readiness, we're going to stand out. In other words, we're going to realize that we have choice. We have choice. So it's like, you know, the universe is always in attendance. Well, if the universe is always in attendance, then we're really never separate. So this is where we're coming to understand our truth. We're coming to understand our evolved essence. We're coming into divine union, into divine consent with our higher self, our higher treaty. Now, that's very, very relevant because right now is the time of preparation. So like some of us are like, I know gifts are coming. I know life language is coming. I get visions of this. Like, when is it coming? When is it coming? It's coming as we create the space for it. So it's not like it just arrives in the envelope in the mail one day. It's that we, like, imagine building a nest waiting for your little chick to arrive. We're building the nest. So we're paying attention to our own consciousness. Is our consciousness in alignment with the gift that we believe we're going to be receiving? And if it's not, well then here we are in preparation. So again, it's very important that we address ourselves with kindness, that we address with ourselves with love and sensitivity. Most importantly, to address ourselves with abundance, to know that everything is like coming together, everything's being put in its right place. And so when you turn on the flashlight, when you turn on the overhead lighting to find your way, it's really not a problem if you find yourself, so they're showing me like a trash receptacle, like honestly, you know, because we've been following 3D. So that's not a problem. It's to congratulate ourselves in our new approach, in our new evolved status. In other words, we are making the nest. We're making preparations so that as we offer fitting accommodations, here comes the Fool card. So it's sort of like off we go in our journey. So again, what we're being offered is our own placement, our own extension. So when I'm receiving, just so when I'm like, can't get the words out, I receive light, and they want me to explain this for whoever. I receive the information, but it's not in English. So sometimes I'm like trying to figure this out because we're aligning with our higher selves, and it's like beyond language. It's beyond language. So this is where we're all heading. We're all heading to that place beyond language, where it's all knowing. So when we talk about, you know, arrival, the self-mastery, it's awareness, it's experience. It's like trying to explain something, but until you have the experience, you're just kind of tripping over words. Now, the reason they are asking me to share that is because each of us are coming into our own promotional sequencing. We're all opening the lid to our own availability. So that's where you're not necessarily trying to understand things in the intellect. You're not trying to write a scientific book explaining it all. It's more so about adopting that new perception, that new perception of allowance, of forgiveness. So very often you find that you've been living a fear-based life. You've been acting out of fear. And it's so conditioned, because that's what the ego is. It's either fear or love. Those are the only two choices. But there's so much conditioning occurring that a lot of what we do is unconscious to us, because it's just the way it is. It's the way we've been built. So been built in terms of the egoic structure. So as we relax our senses, as we build our confidence in the new awareness, we come to expect freedom. Freedom to create from our own true alliance. Freedom to create from our own higher heart. So this is a place of new beginnings that is seeking a home within our ministry. In other words, within our body language, within our speech, within our consciousness, within our vibration on a daily basis. So this isn't after you've been reading enough of Your Course in Miracles books, you're ready to understand this. This is a daily basis in the here now. It's already occurring. It's already taking place. The reason they have me mention Course in Miracles is simply because some of us still believe in lack, like we're still trying to be good performers. Well, if I read all these texts and I take all these classes and I study really, really hard, then sometime in the future, maybe I'll be ready. Maybe I'll be ready. The more we can bring our readiness to the present moment, to the present endowment, we're going to understand that we were built ready. We were built ready. So we have all these tools. We have all these options. We call in good favors. They want me to explain this. Everything you're attracted to, there's no real outer. It's just symbolic of what you're recognizing, remembering that you've been traveling with all along. So if you have a favorite channeler, a favorite light language, whatever it may be, it's you're dreaming it. There's no separation. So you're calling to yourself, you're recalling yourself. Now that's very, very relevant, because as you will receive that, you're going to realize that time is really speeding up. So all of this linear, I'm going to do, not to say that you shouldn't do all that, but don't limit yourself in terms of possibilities of occurrence. In other words, what can occur in the here now? You can receive a download in the here now. You can receive a miracle in the here now. Because again, it's all you and it's all one. So as we will receive to our delight, as we will receive to our honor, as we receive to our holy arrival. So remember, we're receiving our whole self. And we are holy. We are holy. That's very, very relevant, because some of us are very good at kind of battering ourselves, beating ourselves up. Again, following ego. And the tougher some of your experiences in this incarnation have been, that conversation is more relevant. So we really want to apply the lather. We really want to apply the stroking, the love, the appreciation. Because as we remember that we too are part of the one body of Christ, when we welcome in masters, we're remembering our master self. When we notice different aspects of divinity, we're remembering our divine self. So the more that we allow the increase, the more we allow the simulated gesture. In other words, sometimes you just got to pretend. Sometimes you just got to imagine. only because there's been so much energy, there's been so much consciousness applied to the ego's version of self. So what we're doing is we're balancing it out. We're putting the emphasis, we're putting the chi, we're putting the focus on our true domain. And again, law of attraction, it's like what you focus on is what you receive, is what increases. So the more we focus on our wholeness, the more we focus on our right to proceed, the more we focus on the awareness that we're slipping into that which has been waiting for us all this time. And time is irrelevant. It's just a concept. So in fact, it's here now, waiting for our discovery. And how we discover it is moment by moment, building that nest, building the accommodations. Noticing, am I acting out of fear or am I acting out of love? Am I doing that because I'm coming from a fear-based belief system? Again, with love, with honor, with justified pride, that you're responding to the light, you're hearing the signals, and you're ready to advance. So as we will receive this offering, as we will receive these new accommodations, allow them to take hold and bring pleasure, bring transformation, bring new horizons, new beginnings. And remember, no matter how small, because each time we say yes to our true understanding, to our true relevance, to our true worth, and they're saying it's time to remember your worth, time to remember your value, time to remember your connection to your divine self. And as we become good custodians of our eternity, in other words, returning to our divine self, to our divine nature, we explode. And when I say explode, it's like all these little, it looks like little crystals everywhere. We ignite. So as we all receive this, as we seal this activation, we do this with tremendous gifting, with tremendous power, with tremendous allowance. Tremendous allowance. Allowing yourself the gift of new understanding, of new possibilities, of reaching beyond what your consciousness has viewed. Because once we receive it in consciousness, that's how we create. So as we receive ourselves in new understanding, as we view ourselves in a new way, as moment by moment, we open up and we shift and we restore, this creates the new accommodations. This creates the new possibilities. This creates our new life. This is our true wealth. Because once we carry this claim, this vibration, like equals like, then everything that has already been planned for you to receive in this incarnation, your divine plan, it gets activated because you have said yes, because we have come into agreement, because we have used our time, our moments in time, to choose love, to uncover where we were believing in false fantasy, mass consciousness, earth training, whatever you want to call it. But we're returning to our sacred wisdom. We're returning to our Buddhahood. We're returning to our Christ consciousness. So as we receive these offerings, we do so with loveliness and gratitude. And we extend this service call. We extend this abundance to all of life, to all of our brethren, all of our brothers and sisters, so that they can remember their truth. We extend to all those in positions of making decisions on behalf of the peoples of the earth. And we receive in full measure. So those of us that just take a little bit, so there's enough left for everybody, receive in full measure. What we're teaching ourselves is correct vision. Ever flowing, ever abundant. Let us receive. Allow your new journey to begin now. Saying this is very important. They're still working with or supporting our state of mind. So we still tend to think in linear terms. Like this has to be accomplished, that has to, like in other words, we push out the good stuff for a future time until we feel we're prepared, until we feel we're ready, until we feel like we can get it together kind of thing. The more that we receive now, and it may take one or two times or three times for us to be comfortable with that. Receive your endowment now. And they'd like each of us to stay present and to open up even more fully. So however much we felt comfortable receiving, imagine that expanding, increasing. No limit. Let's just take another moment. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. Thank you, everybody, for participating, for showing up, for saying yes to your new creation, to your destination, to opening up to place of possibilities. They're saying like, this can't be done without us. They can't do it on the other side. So it's like there's a place in heaven for us. When they say heaven, they don't mean when we transition. They mean here, heaven on earth. There's a place in heaven for us. So thank you everybody so much for attending. And let's see, tonight's Friday. We are off Saturday. We will be back Sunday at 1:30 for the regular channeling group. And then Monday night we'll be back with our free attunement. So much love to everybody. Thank you so much for joining. Have a blessed and peaceful evening.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thank you.